Many of the most expensive drugs are used in the fight against cancer, the second leading cause of death in America. As the baby boomer generation reaches retirement age, medical expenditures for cancer research and treatment is expected to top $158 billion in 2010 dollars by the year 2020, according to the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Chemotherapy, the use of chemical drugs to kill rapidly dividing cancerous cells, is responsible for many of the healthcare costs associated with cancer. Chemotherapy is a nasty procedure, which also kills normal cells, resulting in inflammation of the digestive tract, hair loss, and decreased production of blood cells, which suppresses the immune system. One 2012 study found chemotherapy may actually cause more cancer than it cures. Chemo damages the DNA of healthy, non-cancerous cells, triggering them to produce molecules that in turn produce more cancer cells. Researchers at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle found that chemotherapy damages healthy tissue surrounding tumors, causing cancer cells to develop resistance to the treatment. They transform into super cancer cells that resist chemotherapy, much as superbugs like CRE resist antibiotics, making the cancer even more deadly. Typical of the growing hostility toward chemotherapy was this statement from Dave Mihailovich, a naturopathic doctor, writing in Waking Times. 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work and continues to be used only for one reason. Doctors and pharmaceutical companies make money from it. That's the only reason chemotherapy is still used. Mihailovich and other critics claim that chemotherapy, in actuality, boosts cancer growth and long-term mortality rates by destroying the immune system, increasing neurocognitive decline, disrupting endocrine functioning, and causing organ and metabolic toxicities. Patients basically live in a permanent state of disease until their death. A 12-year meta-analysis published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology shows that 97% of the time, chemotherapy is ineffective in regressing metastatic cancers. One wonders where the money raised for cancer is actually going, certainly not to nutritional or homeopathic research, which are likely to be more effective than chemo has been. As Peter Glidden, a nutritional doctor and author of The MD Emperor Has No Clothes, remarks, if Ford Motor Company made an automobile that exploded 97% of the time, would they still be in business? No. Yet the influence of pharmaceutical companies keeps the present broken system in place, despite its obvious failures.